奉主祝大家平安。
And peace be to be everyone.
奉主祝圣名跟大家来查考登高山扬声报好信息。
And tonight we would like to study going up to the mountains and proclaiming the good tidings.
要根据我们读经进度，上个星期从以赛亚书四十章到四十三章里面的一些重点，跟大家来分享这个主题。
So we'll be studying from our daily Bible reading, from Isaiah chapter 40 to 43.
因为我们这个礼拜是我们的灵恩布道会。
Because this week is our evangelical service.
我们需要把握机会啊，来传达这个好信息。
So we need to take the opportunity to spread the good news to people.
那在以赛亚书四十章开始啊，这个是以赛亚书。在提到救恩的实现的一个很重要的一个部分，一个预言。
And so, starting from Isaiah chapter 40, is a very important teaching, and of about salvation.
就是在如果以整本以赛亚书来看啊，从四十章开始，就好像整本圣经的新约的部分了。
And from chapter 40 of Isaiah, it is like the New Testament.
因为以赛亚书被称为小圣经。
Because Isaiah is a small Bible.
那这个前面一到三十九章，就好像旧约一共有三十九卷。
And so the first chapter 1 to chapter 39 is like how is like how there are 39 books in the Old Testament.
那从四十章开始到六十六章二十七章里面，就像新约圣经的二十七卷书一样。
And so from chapter 40 to chapter 66 is like the 27 books in the New Testament.
也就是说他这个信息呢啊，在强调这个救恩实现在百姓当中。
And so the focus is on how salvation is given to the people.
那他是在指向主耶稣基督的救赎。
And is talking about the salvation that comes from Jesus Christ.
那所以一开始在第四十章的时候呢，就有一个声音说要大声的呼喊。
And so, starting in chapter 40, there's a voice that is proclaiming.
而且这个声音是从旷野出来的。
And this voice is coming from the desert.
然后就要宣告，说我们这个所信的这个神是谁。
And it is proclaiming what kind of God we are worshiping.
然后我们的这个救主，他是怎么样与众不同。
And how our Savior, our God, is different from others.
所以四十章，我们现在请翻开四十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40.
从第一节开始是说你们的神，你们的神说，你们要安慰，要安慰我的百姓。
Verse 1, comfort, comfort my people, says your God.
那表示说当时候百姓是在苦难当中，现在神要怜悯，要安慰。
So that means that the people at the time were suffering and they were about to be comforted by God.
第二节说要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
It says, in verse 2, speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
对他宣告说他征战的日子满了，罪孽赦免了，他为自己的一切罪有从神手中加倍受罚了。
Verse 2 And proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, and that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins.
就是说 过去的罪孽已经够了，现在神要赦免。
And so it's that they have sinned enough and that God will save them.
现在这个救赎主来要带给他们平安呢。
And the Lord will give them peace.
从第三节开始
，Starting from verse three，
这个旷野的声音，他喊叫了一个很重要的信息。
The voice from the wilderness is giving an important news.
在旷野预备神的话啊，预备神的路，在沙漠地要修平我们神的道。
In the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
第四节说，一切的山洼要填满，大小山冈要削平。高高低低的要改为平坦，崎崎岖岖的必称为平原。
For every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level, the rugged plains a place. A place is a plain.
第三节说这个有这个人的声音在喊。第一个它的重点就是要预备神的道路，要修平神的路。
So the voice from the desert is calling for to prepare the way and to make straight the road.
本来高高低低的，现在都把它变成平坦。
So that all the rugged places will become plain.
然后第五节说，神的荣耀显现了。
Verse 5 says, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed.
然后凡是有血气的都要一同看见哦。
And the all mankind together will see.
哦，所以现在这里他这个声音要说，哎，准备一个救主要来，他是神荣耀的显现，众人都要看见的，这是神亲口说的，神的应许。
Yeah. So, a savior is coming, that the Lord is talking about, and that this is what is he's going to do what the Lord says.
然后第六节开始，他又提到有一个声音，人的声音说，你要喊叫吧。
Verse 6, a voice says, cry out.
那要喊叫什么？
And what shall I cry?
哦，然后第六节就说，凡有血气的尽都如草，他的美容像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋残，因为神的气吹在其上，百姓诚然是草。
All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field.
第七节。
Verse 7, the grass withers and the flowers fall because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass.
他这里说，这个百姓就是人，真的像草一样。
And here it tells us that people are like grass.
生命很短暂。
Our lives are very short.
经不起什么考验的。
And we cannot go through much hardship.
热风一吹，它就干掉了。
And once the wind blows, it dries.
真的，如果这个草地你没有几天没有跟它浇水，它就干掉了，黄掉了。
And like the grass outside, if we don't water it for a few days, it will dry out.
他说，百姓诚然是草。
And so the people are like grass.
所以人本来是很没有价值的。
So as people do not have a lot of worth.
这个在说明人在神的眼中看来，其实本来就是很短暂的，很渺小的。
So in the eyes of God, people, mankind is very, we have a short life.
第八节说，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
Verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God stands forever.
所以神的话永远立定，就是神的道是永远长存的。
So the word of God stands forever.
那要让我们了解说，今天一个像草的这些人呢、啊，如果能够领受这个神的话语啊。那这个话语呢，要改变一个人。当这个本来是没有生命力的草，很短暂的这个花草，能够转换，因着神的话语转换成，变成有永远、有永生。
So these people who like grass have very short lives, but if they have the word of God, they would be able to stand forever.
所以现在这个声音说要去传扬一个信息。
And so this voice is telling to give good tidings.
我们现在看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
报好信息给西安的啊，你要登高山；报好信息给耶路撒冷的、啊，你要极力扬声，扬声不要惧怕。对犹大的城邑说：看哪、啊，你们的神。
9. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up. Do not be afraid, says the towns of Judah. Here is your God.
这里从这一节开始，我们就看到说，现在他是说报好信息的。其实如果看英文圣经把它对照不同的译本，发现说这个是说在西安报好信息的、啊、在耶路撒冷报好信息啊，就是说你们从耶路撒冷从西安去报好信息的，你要登高山，然后要极力扬声说，来看啊，这是我们的神。
And so from Zion to Jerusalem, you need to go up on a high mountain and you need to bring good tidings to both all these places.
对犹大的城邑说，看啊，你们的神，意思是说要注意看这个神的作为，神的伟大。
And so, we need to look closely at the greatness of God.
所以他的重点，他现在要传扬的信息，就是这位神，他有一个很美好的作为即将呈现在众人眼前呢。
And so, there is a beautiful work that is going to be in front of our eyes.
那要众人去认识这位神是怎么样的神。
And they want us to know what kind of God that we have.
所以我们今天晚上来谈谈四点神，我们的神是什么样的神。
So tonight we'll study four points about what kind of God we have.
第十节第一个。
Let's look at the first in verse 10.
主神必向大能者来临到，他的膀臂必为他掌权，他的赏赐在他那里，他的报应在他面前。
10. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and his arm rules for him. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him.
第十节这里说，神像一个大能者来要临到众人。
And here, it tells in verse 10 says that the Lord, has power and he rules.
这个大能者呢，他有，你看他有能力，然后他会赏赐，他有他的工作，很明显的工作。
And so he has power, he rules, and but he also has a reward, and he compensates those who are with him.
就是他的工作, his work, 他的报应就是他的 work.
So that he has, and he also has a work.
哦，那所以这个大能者，你现在他要强调说，这个我们的神像大能者来到的时候，表示说他现在来的时候，让我们感受到他的作为，他会赏识人，那不是那种普普通通说啊，就是像一般平常的人一样而已，不一样的。
So he has good work. So we will see that he is not like ordinary man.
他是怎么样充满大能呢
？So how does he have this power?
从第四十章开始，我们会看到一直在强调说神是造物的主。
And so from how do we know that he has power? From chapter 40, we can see that he is the creator of all things.
从创造的能力看来，神是全能的。
So from the power of his being creator, he has almighty power.
神是全智的，他的智慧是无法测度的。
And he has a wisdom.
他的能力，他是至高的，他是他没有人可以跟他相比的。
And no one can be is comparable to him.
然后众人类对他来说，就像虚无一样。像就是没有了。
And so as mankind compared to him is nothing.
我们现在看第十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
从十二节到十七节呢，他基本在描述说人的渺小跟神的这个大能。
So from verse 12 to 17, he is comparing the greatness of God against mankind.
谁曾用手心量珠水，用手的虎口量苍天？用升斗盛大地的尘土，用秤称山岭，用天平评冈陵呢
？12. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, or with the breath of his hand marked off the heavens? Who has held the dust of the earth in a basket, or weighed the mountains on the scales and the hills in a balance?
表示这个天地的广大是人没有办法测度的。
So this the greatness or the vastness of our universe is something that as man we cannot understand.
第十三节说，谁曾测度他神的心，或做他的谋士，指教他呢
？13. Who has understood the mind of the Lord or instructed him as his counselor?
十四节说，他与谁商议，谁教导他，谁将公平的路指示他，又将知识教训他，将通达的道指教他呢？
14. Who did the Lord consult, enlighten him, and who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding?
表示说第十三节十四节，那表示说神的智慧啊，是他是独立创造诸天地的，没有一个人能够跟他说什么，跟他做什么建议的。
So the Lord's power, no one gave him any suggestions about how he was going to create the world.
那他也没有人需要去跟他提供建议说，哦，这件事情要怎么处理，什么事情公平不公平。
And no one told him what was fair or not fair, or how to do it.
什么路是通达的，什么路是公平的，没有人有能力去跟神做什么建议的。
And so no one has the authority to give any suggestions to God.
然后第十五节说，看啊，
15.
万民都像水桶里的一滴啊，又算如天平里的微尘啊。他举起众海岛，好像极微之物啊。
15. Surely the nations are like a drop in a bucket. They are regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust.
我们人非常渺小。
So humans, we are very small.
其实真的，我们如果从高的地方看下来，我们人看不到啊。
So from a very high place, when we look at, we can't even see humans.
从宇宙的远处看地球也看不到啊。
And so when we look at Earth from space, we cannot see the people.
所以你看人。基本上是等于没有一样。
So man is actually nothing.
所以你看，跳过去看第十七节。
Let's jump to verse 17.
万民在他面前好像虚无，被他看为不及虚无，乃为虚空。
17. Before him, all the nations are as nothing; they are regarded by him as worthless and less than nothing.
我们人真的是虚空的，对神来说。
So as man, we really are nothing.
这表示说要强调我们这位神是大能者，他是创造天地的主宰。
So this emphasizes that God is almighty and he is the creator of all things.
那这么一个伟大的神呢，他如果是做我们的神，那我们多么有福气。
So such an almighty God, if he was our God, how blessed we are.
第二点，神像什么？
Second, what is God like?
第十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
他说他也要像牧人牧养自己的羊群， 用膀臂聚集羊羔，抱在怀中，慢慢引导那如羊小羊的。
11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
神像，他说神要像一个牧有很有爱心的牧人一样来牧养自己的羊群。
Here it says that God is like a loving shepherd who takes care of his sheep.
也就是说，他会引导他们到青草地上，到可安歇的水边。
So he will take them to get water or food to eat.
Oh, green pastures.
Oh, green pastures.
就是说，神引导他这个牧人引导他的羊群，一定是把最好的、最平安的场所让他们居住的。
So God will always give them the best.
然后用膀臂聚集羊羔。抱在怀中
and he carries the lamb in his arms.
所以你看，这里在说明神是怎么样来，他神真的是很关心他的羊群。
And so we can see here that God really cares for his sheep.
那就是说他是很有爱心的。
And so he has a lot of love.
你看，有时候我们看到一个什么东西很可爱，我们想要把它抱一抱。
So sometimes when we see something that is very cute, we might want to
就像我们。家里养的宠物一样啊。
Oh, like the pets that we have at home.
哦，你在家里的狗，你如果很喜欢它，你就把它抱起来啊。
And like our dog, if we really love it, then we will pick it up.
任何一个宠物你喜欢它，你一定把它抱起来。
And anything that we, any animal that we think is very cute, we want to pick them up.
那表示说你跟它是很亲密的。
And that shows that you have a very close relationship.
你也非常重视它，但它这个东西在你 眼中是非常珍贵的。
And that it is very precious in your eyes.
哦，所以神他说像一个牧者一样来照顾我们这些羊群。
And so here it says that the Lord is like a shepherd who takes care of his flock.
那这个就是主耶稣基督他自己宣告，他说我就是好牧人。
And this is like what Jesus Christ says that I am the good shepherd.
然后我要让我的羊得丰盛的生命。
And that I want my flock to receive a blessed and full life.
然后那个丰盛的生命 abundant,
abundant.
然后他说他要慢慢引导那如羊小羊的
and he will and he will gently lead those that have young
也就是说神知道用什么方法去照顾不一样的羊群、啊、
so God knows what the different ways to lead a flock
所以你看如果是在如羊小羊的那个有那个母羊要照顾小羊不能够跑很快要慢慢来
so the A mother sheep who have lambs, they have to, he'll lead them gently.
所以神在引导他们这些羊群的时候，一定是恰到好处的，知道他们的需要。
So, when leading these sheep, he will know what their needs are.
所以这个牧人是非常体贴的。
So, this shepherd is very caring.
这个在说明我们的神真的是很体贴的神。
And that our God is cares for us.
哦，所以这个神呢、啊？你看，今天如果我们是被他所钟爱的人，他就知道我们的需要，他会体贴我们的软弱，他会按时分粮给我们，让我们饱足。
And so, if as people who God love, He will take care of us, and He will
他会按时分粮给我们。
Oh, and He will always prepare food for us.
他知道我们在什么时候需要什么样的食物。
And He knows at what times what kind of food that we need.
然后我们就可以真的我们的灵命就会健壮起来。
And so we will become stronger.
哦，那所以这个神的这个慈爱的怜悯心肠哦，就在这个牧人第十一节这里描述的很清楚。
And so God's love and care for us is shown through verse 11.
那这个就是具体化在主耶稣基督的身上。
And this is can be seen through Jesus Christ.
那我们现在看41章。
Let's look at chapter 41.
41章的第八节
，Verse 8，
你看现在特别强调说，这个神所爱的人呢、啊，就是他的百姓雅各以色列。
And so, the people that God loves specifically is the Israelites and Jacob.
我们现在看第八节
，Let's look at verse 8。
唯你以色列，我的仆人雅各，我所拣选的，我朋友亚伯兰的后裔。
8. But you, O Israel, my servant Jacob, whom I have chosen, your descendants of Abraham, my friend.
第九节说。你是我从地极所领来的，从地角所招来的。且对你说，你是我的仆人，我拣选你，并不弃绝你。
9. I took you from the ends of the earth, from its farthest corners. I called you. I said, "You are my servant. I have chosen you. I have not rejected you."
第十节说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在；不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。我必坚固你，我必帮助你， 我必用我公义的右手扶持你。
10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
这一个牧者，他现在要照顾的是神他的百姓。他说以色列是我的仆人，我拣选的。
And so this shepherd, his and the people, the flock that he is taking care of is God's chosen people.
他们是我的朋友亚伯兰的后裔。
And they are the descendants of Abraham, my friend.
哦，所以表示说。因为是亚伯兰的后裔，亚伯兰是我的朋友，所以他的后代我都要照顾，绝对不会离弃他们。
And so, because Abraham is God's friend, and so his descendants, he will not leave him.
然后特别要对说亚伯兰的后裔说，你们是我的仆人。
And so specifically to Abraham's descendants, he says, "You are my servant."
不要害怕，我与你们同在。
And so do not fear, for I am with you.
所以你看那个羊群，如果有牧人在带领的时候，他们就很放心。
So, a flock when there is a shepherd taking care of them, they are very carefree.
然后他说，你不要惊慌，因为我是你的神。
And says, it says, do not be dismayed, for I am your God.
然后我要坚固你，我必帮助你。
I will strengthen you and help you.
用我公义的右手扶持你。
I will uphold you with my righteous right hand.
表示说神的那个照顾哦，保护是非常周到的。
So, it tells us that God's protection is
很周到，就是很完整。
It's very complete.
绝对没有哪个部分是照顾不周到，忘记这样。
So there's no part that is lacking.
那所以第十一节、十二节就说哦，那个向你发怒的哦，我就要对他生气了。
And so in verse 11 and 12, God talks about those who rage against you, he will show his anger against them.
然后第十二节说，以你增进的，我就要找他们算账。
So and though those who wage war against you.
我就要找他们算账，我就要找他们，他们就有麻烦的啦。
So those who wage war against you, they will also
神就要把他们说把他 destroy， 就把他让他们变成虚无，让他们变成没有。
So and then they will become nothing at all.
哦，所以第十三节说
，Verse 13 says，
因为我主你的神必搀扶你的右手，对你说你不要害怕，我必帮助你。
13, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you.
然后第十四节，你这从雅各和你们以色列人不要害怕。
14, do not be afraid, O warm Jacob, O little Israel, for I myself will help you, declares the Lord.
没有，神说我必帮助你，你的救赎主就是以色列的圣者。
For I myself will help you, declares the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel.
你看这几节哦，他神讲了几次说你不要害怕。我与你同在，我必帮助你。
So looking at these verses, how many times the Lord says, "Do not be afraid."
哦，我会帮助你。
I will help you.
我与你同在。
Or I will be with you.
我用右手扶持你。
And I will use my right hand to help you.
这个就是一直在强调说，他说我就是你的救赎主，以色列的圣者。
And so he's telling them that I am your savior.
那表示说神有好像有用不完的爱，他愿意。爱他所有的百姓。
So God has endless love, and He's willing to love all of His people.
引导他们走过任何的道路。
And He will be walk with them through any path.
这样一个神的那个爱啊，你看他其实后来真的表现在主耶稣基督的身上。
And so this kind of love, we can see later on in Jesus Christ.
今天我们凡是被主耶稣所拣选的，神就不会放弃我们。
So us today, if we have been chosen. By Jesus Christ, and God will not forsake us.
除非我们自己弃绝神。
Unless we ourselves reject God.
神一直强调说，他要帮助我们，他要我们不要害怕，他与我们同在。
So, God reminds us that He will always help us, and that He will always be there for us.
我们人在神面前其实是像没有一样嘛。
And because in front of God we are nothing.
所以他这里用第十四节说，你这个从雅各，你们以色列人，你们不要害怕。
In 14, do not be afraid, O warm Jacob, O little Israel.
表示这个你是虫啊，一捏就死。
And so it is like this person is a worm that you can just squeeze and it'll die.
很脆弱的。
Very fragile.
但是他说我必帮助你。
But he says, but I will help you.
我要救赎你。
I will be your redeemer.
所以你那如果是虫，是污秽没有价值的，现在神要把它救起来的时候，它就变得很珍贵了。
So this worm who did not have any value, but because God wants to save it, then it is precious.
都在强调主耶稣基督神 神的爱。
And it is shows God's love.
那这个就在强调，你看，就在主耶稣的身上，我们就看到他对他所拣选的人，他有何等的爱，爱到底的爱。
And so we can see how much love that God has for His people.
好，那我们再看第四十章。
Let's turn back to chapter 40.
第四十章，我们现在看第二十九节。
Let's turn to verse 29.
第二十九节说：“疲乏的他是能力，软弱的他加力量。”
29. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak.
三十节就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒。
30. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall.
三十一节，但那等候神的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
31. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
你看这个牧者啊，他说他看到那个疲乏的，他就是能力；软弱的就加力量。
And so the shepherd, when he sees those who are weary, then he will give them strength and will give power to the weak.
这个就是牧人哦，他看到受伤的残果，他看到软弱的，他就给他食物吃，让他健壮起来。
And so the shepherd, when he sees someone who is weak, then he will give him food to give them strength.
有神可以依靠，有神帮助的人哦，他说不需要靠自己，不需要说我本来体质很弱，没有关系，只要有神帮助，每一个人都可以健壮起来。
So for those that rely on God, no matter what, we can become strong.
因为靠自己的，他说少年人也会疲乏困倦呢。
Because for those that rely on themselves, it says in verse 30 that even youths grow tired and weary.
强壮的也会跌倒啊。
And young men stumble and fall.
也就是说靠自己，没有一个人能够撑到最后。
So if we rely on ourselves, we cannot last until the end.
我们的力量很微小。
Our strength is very limited.
但是如果愿意倚靠神，等候神是力量的，神就要照顾了。
But those who rely on the Lord for strength, God will take care of.
等候神的第三十一节说要重新得力。
And so, and those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength.
神看我们的需要，他就让我们得到力量。他说像鹰展翅上腾，表示神的这个力量真的让我们可以变超越。
So God, when he sees what we need, and then we will receive strength, and then we can be like eagles.
从低潮里面可以提升起来。
So from very low, we can rise up.
然后奔跑就不困倦，行走不疲乏。
And they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
表示说，你看神所扶持的，在被神所引导的人就永不疲倦。
And so those who receive power from God, they will not tire.
神永远要帮助我们，让我们在行走的时候力上加力。
And so God will give us power as we walk.
所以有时候我们当觉得我们没有力的时候，我们觉得灰心的时候，我们真的要来祷告，等候神，祈求神的帮助。
So when we feel weary or discouraged, and that is when we need to pray to God to ask Him for help.
神绝对不会让我们失望。
And God will not disappoint us.
因为他已经这样应许了。
Because He has already promised.
他就必然要这样成全。
And He will fulfill His promises.
不然他就不是神。
Or else He would not be God.
但是他已经说过的话，他就要实现。
Because the words that He has spoken, He must do.
所以我们真的如果对神有信心的，我们一定得到力量。
So those who have faith in God will receive power.
所以有时候我们力量微小，是在说明我们的信心已经走下坡了。
So if we feel that we have no power, that means that our faith has gone downhill.
因为我们已经没有我们不知道说，我依靠这个永不疲倦的神，是给我们力量重新得力。
And because we do not know that we can rely on God to get more power.
所以这个慈爱的牧者有说不尽的恩典。
So this shepherd has many blessings to give us.
他本身就是不会疲倦的神。
And he is a God that does not.
不会 tire.
Oh, is a God that does not tire.
神永远不会睡觉的，他不需要睡觉。
God will not sleep because he does not need sleep.
神也不需要，其实神也不需要休息嘛，对不对？
And he does not need rest.
所以神的每一件事情都是为人做的。
So everything that God does is for man.
他知道我们软弱，所以他设安息日，让我们在这一天的时候可以得到重新得力。
He knows that we are weak, so He gives us the Sabbath day so that we can rest and receive power.
他做了很多很多的事情，都是为我们人类准备的。
So He did many things and prepared many things for man.
所以这个神真的有说不尽，他有取之不尽、用之不竭的这个 那个恩典像福气的泉源要赐给人。
And he has endless blessings to give to man.
哦，所以我们的神是这么样一个有慈爱怜悯的主。
And so our God is a God with so much love.
如果我们一一的要从旧约圣经把它对照主耶稣的那个他的表现哦，有太多是可以联系的。
And if we compare this to the characteristics of Jesus Christ, there's so many that we can many connections that we can make.
新约圣经里面有很多很多的主耶稣的作为都是跟这里有关系。
And so many works of Jesus Christ in the New Testament is related to these chapters.
对，然后我们现在第三个看第二十八节。
Let's turn look at the third verse 28.
我们这位神哦，你看四十章二十八节说，你岂不曾知道吗？你岂不曾听见吗？永在的神主，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。
Isaiah 40 verse 28, do you not know, have you not heard, the Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
我们这位神，我们的主，他是永在的。
And the Lord that we believe in is everlasting.
然后他说他是创造地极的主。
The creator of the ends of the earth.
表示说他是一切都从他开始，他是造物主。
Which means that everything came from him.
不疲乏，不困倦，智慧无法测度。
He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom.
他有无穷的力量啊。
He has endless power.
好，那我们现在来看看第四十章的十三节。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 40, verse 13.
啊，十三节这里，他十三节刚才我们读过，十三节到十四节这里，你看他的智慧。神智慧无法测度，这是为什么？人不可能跟他说什么。
So from verse 13 to 14, we cannot understand the mind of God, so we cannot say anything to him.
他的智慧无穷。
And his wisdom is endless.
所以没有人能够跟神相比的。
So no one can be is comparable to God.
哦，那现在他现在要第十，我们看第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18.
第十八节说，你们究竟将谁比神？有什么形象与神比较呢？
18, to who then will you compare God? What image will you compare him to?
十九节说，偶像是匠人铸造的，银匠用金包裹把它铸造银链。
19, as for an idol, a craftsman casts it, and a goldsmith overlays it with gold, and a fashion smith silver chains for it.
二十节说，穷乏献不起这样供物的，就拣选不能朽坏的树木，为自己寻找巧匠，力气不能摇动的偶像。
20, a man too poor to present such an offering selects wood that will not rot. He looks for a skilled craftsman to set up an idol that will not topple.
那表示说，在这里就有人就会去用金银去铸造金银的偶像。
And so, here, it takes people to make an idol.
用金或银。
Oh, in using silver and gold.
啊，比较穷的，他们没有办法用那个金银，就用木头去刻。
And so for those who are poor, they will use wood to make an idol.
好，所以在这里在强调说，那个人造的怎么能够跟神比呢？
And so what man make, how can that be compared to God?
好，第二十一节说，
Let's look at verse 21.
你们岂不曾知道吗？你们岂不曾听见吗？从起初岂没有人告诉你们吗？自从立地的根基，你们岂没有明白吗？
21. Do you not know? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood since the earth was founded?
22节说，神坐在地球大圈之上，地上的居民好像蝗虫，他铺张穹苍如幔子，展开诸天如可住的帐篷。
22. He sits enthroned above the circle of the earth, and people are like grasshoppers. He stretches out the heavens like a canopy and spreads them out like a tent to live in.
这个也就是说，你就出去看看这个宇宙万物就好了。
And this tells us that if we just look at creation,
这个地的根基是谁创造的，谁立起来的。
And who made the earth?
哦，然后神坐在地球大圈之上。
God sits enthroned above the circle of the earth.
其实那时候他已经有那个观念了，这个地球是一个圆的，然后大圈了。
So in their time, they already had the concept that the earth was round, that it
was a circle. 神在这个地以上的。
And that God is above the circle.
他铺张穹苍像幔子，诸天像可住的帐篷，是神创造出来的。
And so the heavens and all of these were created by God.
然后这些君王审判官，这根本就是等于没有一样。
So、the,
像虚无一样
and the、princes and rulers of this world are nothing to him.
那这些人就像草上的花，花会凋残，草会枯干。
And like how men are like grass and flowers because the grass withers and the flower falls.
所以二十三节在讲这地上的君王审判官，好像掌权的，好像很有威严，其实就像草上的花一样，一吹就没有了。
And in verse 23 and 24, I'm talking about that the princes and rulers are like these flowers and grass that very quickly they are gone.
所以偶像不能够跟神比。
So idols are not comparable to God.
这些有权位的人也不能够跟神比。
And those men who have status is also incomparable to God.
那二十五节说，
Let's look at verse 25.
那圣者说，那你们将谁比我，叫他与我相等呢？
25, to whom will you compare me, or who is my equal, says the Holy One.
26节，你们向上举目吧，看谁创造这万象，按数目领出，他一一称其名，因他的全能，又因他的大能大力，连一个都不缺。
26, lift your eyes and look to the heavens, who created all these? He who brings out the starry hosts one by one and calls them each by name, because of his great power and mighty strength, not one of them is missing.
所以这是一个创造天地的主宰，是没有人没有任何的受造物能够跟他相比的。
So God is the creator of all things, and so no one can be compared to him.
所以今天我们要常常举目向天。
So many times we look to the heavens.
如果我们看天以后，我们就会发现说神的作为实在太奇妙。
And because when we look to the heavens and look at the skies, we'll see how wonderful God's creation is.
因为神他是这些穹苍宇宙，我们所看到的这些星，都很远很远、很远很远的地方的。
Because the stars that we see when we look in the sky is very far away.
它的这个宇宙，我们到目前为止我们所看到的，其实我们不知道宇宙的尽头在哪里。
And so, we don't.
人不知道宇宙的尽头是什么？ Oh. 什么是它的极限呢？
And so, are the universe that we live in? We do not know where it ends.
如果以目前我们所知道的这些科学的数据啊。
And so from what we know from science today,
我们现在看到的每一个光都是很久以前发生的事、啊、
And all the lights, the stars that we see at night,
因为很远嘛
all happened a long time ago because it's so far away.
所以因为这个空间这么巨大，所以那个光 发现出来，然后要经过这么多的距离是已经很久以后的事了。
And because for the light to travel from the stars, for us to see, it has takes a very long time.
所以表示说，这个宇宙是超乎我们所能想象的巨大。
So the universe is bigger than what we can imagine.
这些是怎么来的？
Where did all these things come from?
今天人类不是一直在想要去探索说那个这个宇宙的爆炸是怎么产生的吗？
And so, today, people study how the Big Bang theory, right?
对，这个宇宙是怎么生成？他们在研究宇宙怎么产生的。
And they research about the beginnings of our universe.
所以最近不是诺贝尔奖这个物理奖，他们就颁给了几个科学家吗
？And recently, a Nobel Prize was given to some physics.
就是 physicists. 他们发现颁给这些发现所谓的一个粒子，就是说所谓的他们说是神的粒子。因为这些粒子产生，所以才有这些很多很多物质就这样出现了，就有一些 particle。
Oh, and so they researched and found these particles that were the start of.
他们去发现说有这样一种物质存在了。
And they found the existence of these particles.
那这个物质可能一出现就一个很瞬间出现，然后就引发了很多很多其他的物质就跟着产生这样。
And so because of these particles, will allow for other things to
啊，所以他认为说，这样的一个发现啊，对这个要探索整个宇宙的出现非常有贡献，所以就颁给他诺贝尔奖了。
And so because these particles are very related with how our universe began, so they gave him this Nobel Prize.
但是当我们看到这样的一个理论的时候，我们都知道这样的理论至终会变成虚空的了。
And however, we know that this kind of research in the end will be in vain.
因为从有神的角度看来，
because from God's point of view,
我们都知道这一切是从神创造的。
Because we know everything was created by God.
这个神说有光就有光，神这个用他的话，他说铺张穹苍，这是人永远没办法了解的一个事实。
And so, because when God speaks, let there be light, then there is light. So, it's something that as a man, we cannot understand.
但总是人总是有这个求知的欲望，他总是想要了解是怎么一回事。
However, as man, we always hope to understand why something is so.
但是越研究一定会得到一个结论，如果真的相信有神的。
And as if the people who study, they'll come to a conclusion.
我们的神真的是有无穷的智慧，无穷的能力。
And it'll come to the conclusion that God is almighty and he has great wisdom.
我们看着他所创造这个宇宙，我们只能够俯伏在他面前说，主啊，你真伟大。
And looking at all the things that he's created, we can only say to him that our God is great.
所以我们现在 要去扬声，去报好信息的，就是我们的神真的是存在，真的是很伟大的创造主。
So we need to proclaim the good tidings that our God is almighty and powerful.
没有人能够跟他相比。
That no one is comparable to him.
没有其他的所谓神是能够跟神同等的。
And there's no man who can be this equal to him.
这是我们对我们圣经里面告诉我们对我们的神的认识。
And so this is what the Bible tells us about how God is like.
第四点，我们再看第四十三章。
Let's for the fourth point, let's look at chapter 43.
我们这位神这么伟大，哇，好像他很无穷的能力，最重要的是。他今天跟我们有关系，他来救赎我们。
So, our God is Almighty. However, what is more important is that He has come to save us.
所以我们的神，他是我们的救赎主。
So our God is our Savior.
这是我们要去宣扬的，要去报好信息的重点。主耶稣基督是我们的救主。
And so the main point of the good news that we are proclaiming is that Jesus Christ is our Savior.
我们是他的见证人。
And that we are the people who testify for him.
第一节，四十三章第一节。
Chapter 43, verse 1.
雅各啊，创造你的主，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名造你，你是属我的。
Verse 1, but now this is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have summoned you by name, you are mine.
神是救赎我们的人，他说我提你的名招你，你是属我的，表示说今天我们是被神所选招，被神拣选的，我们的身份是特殊的。
So we have been summoned by his name, and we have been redeemed by him, so we have, are special in his eyes.
他说我是你的神。
He says, I am your God.
哦，好，所以神救赎我们。
So, the Lord has saved us.
什么事情神都要担待，神爱我们。
And anything God will take care of us because He loves us.
圣经他这里特别就是说你不要害怕。
So the most what the Bible says is tells us to fear not.
你如果从第一节到第一节到第四节第五节啊。
And from verse 1 to verse 5.
他一直强调说你不要害怕。
And it repeats, do not be afraid.
然后他讲了几个原因。
And there are some multiple reasons.
第一个。
The first.
第一节那里说，因为我救赎你。
First one is, fear not, for I have redeemed you.
你是属我的。
I have summoned you by name, you are mine.
因为他想因为嘛，你不要害怕，因为有原因嘛。
So because there is a reason.
第三节。
Verse three.
因为我是你的神。
Because I am your God.
我是以色列的圣者，你的救主。
I'm the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
我已经使埃及做你的赎价，也就是说我已经为你付了赎价了。
And verse 3 talks about that he's already paid the price.
好，然后第三个原因，第四节。
In third reason, verse 4.
因为我看你为宝为尊。
Since you are precious and honored in my sight.
哦，这个就是神为，就是因为他看我们宝贵，所以他把我们救赎出来嘛。
Because he know, he sees us as precious, so he has saved us.
接下去说，又因为我爱你，所以我使人代替你，使列邦人替换你的生命。
And because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life.
神爱我们。
God loves us.
他绝对会为了我们做他该做的事。
And so, because of us, he will do, he'll do things for us.
比如说他会用人替代我们，所以我们就得安全了。
So he will give men in exchange for us so that we can have peace.
第五节说，你不要害怕，因为我与你同在。
And verse 5 says, do not be afraid, for I'm with you.
所以你看这位救主，我们的救赎主啊，他看我们宝贵，然后他爱我们，所以我们今天可以很放心。
So the Lord is our Savior because He loves us and we are precious in His sight.
然后呢， 那他这么爱我，他就给我们这么多应许。
And because of his love for us, he's given us many promises.
那我们要做什么？
So what do we need to do?
我们是他的见证人。
We are to give testimony for him.
看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
神说，你们是我的见证，我所拣选的仆人。既是这样，便可以知道，且信服我，又明白我就是主。在我以前没有真神，在我以后也必没有。
10. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, and my servant who I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me, understand that I am He. Before me, no God was formed, nor will there be one after me.
第十一节说
Verse 11 says,
唯有我是主，除我以外没有救主。
11. I am the Lord. Apart from me, there is no Savior.
十二节
Verse 12.
我曾指示，我曾拯救，我曾说明，并且在你们中间没有别神。所以神说，你们是我的见证。我也是神。
12. I have revealed and saved and proclaimed, I am not some foreign God among you. You are my witnesses, declares the Lord, that I am God.
所以这里 这几节圣经一直在强调说，我们是神的见证人。
And so in these verses, it talks about that we are God's witnesses.
我们要去宣扬，去报告神救赎了我们。
And we need to proclaim that God has saved us.
那所以我们为什么要说传好信息
？So why do we have to proclaim the good tidings？
也就是我们所领受的这个神的恩典。
So is the blessing that we have received from God？
那我们说我们被神救赎，被神宝贵，并不是说我们本来比人好啊。
And because it's not that we are better than the people that God has saved us。
其实是神愿意赦免我们的过犯。
It is because God is willing to look past our wrongdoings.
就是你看这里说雅各以色列这些神的选民，神爱他们，神把他们看为宝贵，看为尊贵，并不是说他们都很完美啊。
And so, Jacob and Israel, they were it was not because they did anything good, but because God believed them to be precious.
所以神说，我爱你，我要与你同在，我要帮助你。我要救赎你。
And so God tells them that he loves them and that he will save them.
这就是神主动给的爱。
And this is what God gives his love.
然后要救赎很重要的一部分就是他们在罪里面，可是神愿意赦免他们的过犯。
And very important in the salvation is that even though they sin, God is willing to still willing to be willing to save them.
所以我们去宣扬说主神是我的救赎主，表示说我今天有过犯，可是主神愿意赦免我们。
And so when we are proclaiming the good news, saying that we have sinned, but God is willing to forgive us,
save us.
四
十三章二十五节。
Let's look at chapter 43, verse 25.
唯有我为自己的缘故涂抹你的过犯，我也不纪念你的罪恶。
I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more.
所以我们这位神的是我们的救赎主，是因为他愿意赦免我们一切的过错。神不是不知道，他知道，可是他不纪念，不算了。
So, God is willing to forgive our sins, and He is our Savior, and He is willing to forget our sins.
为了他自己的名的缘故。
And for His own sake.
也就是说，因为今天神是全能的神。
Because God is Almighty.
他是公义又圣洁的。
He is righteous and holy.
但是他有无尽的恩典。
And he has many blessings.
没有疲倦的能力。
He cannot grow tired or weary.
广大的慈爱。
And he has great love.
今天我们何等有福气！神他赦免我们过犯，愿意接纳我们。
And so we are fortunate and blessed that God is willing to forgive our sins.
那所以我们就要去宣扬，这是我们对神的认识，我们体验到他的恩典的。
So we need to proclaim the good news.
他救我们，要让我们成为他的见证人。
So he saved us so that we can be his witnesses.
所以现在我们登高山，要扬声去报这个好信息。
So now we go up onto the high mountain to proclaim the good news.
我们如果记住，我们的神是他是大能者，无可比的。
And we need to remember that our God is Almighty, and no one can be compared to Him.
我们的神是有爱心的，像大牧人一样在照顾我们。
And He has great love, like a shepherd.
他是永远存在的、永在的造物主。
And He is an eternal, everlasting God.
他是我们的救赎主。
And He is our Savior.
然后最后，我们一定会去跟众人这样说。
And after And afterwards you will proclaim this to all people.
我们看以赛亚书25章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 25.
第九节。
Verse 9.
到那日人必说，看哪，这是我们的神，我们素来等候他，他必拯救我们，这是神，我们素来等候他，我们必因他的救恩欢喜快乐。
9. In that day they will say, surely this is our God, we trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord, we trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation.
这个就是我们宣告的信息，这个就是我们的神。
And so, and this is our message, and saying that this is our God.
我们等候他，我们就被救赎。
If we wait for him, then we will be saved.
我们得能力。
We will receive strength.
得救恩。
That we will receive salvation.
我们从他的救赎当中欢喜快乐。
And so from his salvation, we will be receive joy and be in gladness.
愿主耶稣基督帮助我们，能够更认识主，能够愿意为他做见证。
May God bless for every one of us and for us to be more willing to testify for him.
我们再来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
280首。
Let's sing him 280.